still rocking after all these years.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it, the show that started it all. Often imitated, but never equal. From San Francisco, USA, online since 2004. Right. It's the one and only Rock and Roll Geek Show. With the original Rock and Roll Geek, Michael Butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. This is Sunday, April 21st, 2024, and it's 7 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. I did not expect to do a show tonight. We have a special bonus episode because in through my back door, pardon the pun,
yikes,
walked Brent Turner. He's been asking me for a long time, can I come on? I got a great idea for a show. How about I interview you on the Rock and Roll Geek Show? So, you know, I said, well, you know, I'm not a very good interview. Let's just don't do it. And he refused to take no for an answer. So here in my house in Don's Den, say hello to my friend Brent Turner, former manager of
No manager. Shoot me in the head. No manager.
Oh, former
Jimmy,
songwriter.
Jimmy, no. If you're going to talk about my management career, I'm only keeping with the Jimmy Bain piece. Okay.
He used to work with J.J.
No,
Slim.
Come on. Are you kidding me? You going to do this? Really?
Are you not want to have anything to do with J.J.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Brent Turner is going to interview your friend Michael Butler.
Okay.
Now, I said you can do it if you do some real hard-hitting questions, all right? So, without further ado, let me see if I can find... I don't have any witty...
music?
That's all I got. That's all I got for you.
It's the douchebag clip of the week.
That's all I got. All right, so he's going to interview this douchebag. Okay. In walks Timmy, my daughter's dog.
Hi, Timmy.
So, without further ado, friends, Brent Turner.
Okay, hey, Michael.
Is going to interview the Michael Butler.
And I'm proud to do so. I just figured we should do it quick because, you know, I have my health considerations and I'm sure you're going to not be on the planet forever, so we should knock this out.
All right, put that microphone a little closer to your mouth.
Okay, check one, two. You hear me? Okay, so let's just start off with... you know, some warm-up questions for
okay.
you. Just
you can hit me with some softballs.
Warm
me
up, yeah.
With.
Okay, what's your favorite?
Little light stuff before yeah. he really okay, shoves the fist in.
Let's give a little CV, a little background
what's
on
CV?
You. That's a CV? That's like a resume.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about your resume, because we all share right. some of the same points. We were at the Mabuhay Gardens together, right?
No, I was never... I was not in San Francisco.
What am I doing
Mabuhay
here?
Gardens.
What am I doing here?
My wife used to hang out in Mabuhay Gardens. Oh. Perhaps you knew my wife.
Yes.
You did?
You know, I don't know, but I'll deny that. But he was with
a guy named Brian Marnell.
No, thankfully, no. The answer is no.
You don't know Brian Marnell?
No. Okay. What's he all about?
What's that?
What's Marnell all about? Is he one of the local...
He was in a band called SVT.
Oh, yeah. I know SVT.
Yeah, she was his squeeze.
Okay, cool. And were you at the... Were you ever at my club upstairs, the Rock on Broadway? When Bailoff had it or when I had it?
No, I was not.
Okay.
I did play there in the Butlers, but I don't think you had anything to do with
it. No, lucky for you. So yeah, Bailoff took it over for me.
Paul Bailoff from Exodus.
Exodus, right. And it killed him very quickly. I don't think he survived.
Paul Bailoff actually ran a club.
Yes, he did.
Huh.
The Rock on Broadway.
Huh.
And that's a little trivia. And then the other night, a band called Modern Monsters played... with another band.
Oh, you reopened the club.
Just for a night. I'm just trying to give it some help. The upstairs and the downstairs there. And then...
Can I interrupt your interview?
Yeah,
your
heart,
your softball question? The reason you came on here to interview, was it to plug the new Rock on Broadway?
No, I'm done with that now, too.
Rock on Broadway, a brand new club on Broadway,
no,
San Francisco,
done.
California.
It's just a one-time shot.
Oh, it was just a one-night, one-off
I think so. We had Hetfield's Kid played in one of the bands. and another band called Modern Monsters, and then a band that I enjoyed a lot called I'll try to think of their name, but Stay Out.
Okay.
Stay Out.
All right. And sorry I missed it. I was out of town.
I know you were. I invited you. But it was a bit of a reunion. There were some people that showed up from back in the
day. How was the crowd?
Drew about 200.
Wow, that's good.
It wasn't bad. And so we tried to resurrect that and just warm the place up. But I was thinking about you, and of course you're a unique and individual. Unique, I'm really, if I can't speak, we're going to have trouble
individual?
Interviewing. Yeah, you're a unique and interesting individual.
What is unique about me?
You? Well,
the Tourette's?
Tourette's makes you unique. You're very odd. You're sort of odd.
Yeah, I'm very odd.
Very odd. And
in what way?
Well, you look odd.
Yeah,
you
that's true.
Look unusual.
That's true.
And then you act strange.
Yes.
So together, it makes for an odd package. But but one thing I've said to you previously,
when is this on package?
When we've had our interactions, when you were helping different acts that I would beg you to play with, and
JJ Savage,
not him. Yeah, that's the J word. But
I miss JJ Savage.
I do too. You know, if he would take his brain pills, I would be right there for him. But he won't, so I'm not. But I remember saying to you, I love that. Your bass, the one that you play, what's the brand of it? The
current one?
The one from, is it Sweden?
Yeah, the Hagstrom.
Hagstrom. And I said, you know, your chops are great. I said, and that thing of hanging the thing low, and you said to me, yeah, I don't know about my chops, you said, but nobody looks cooler on stage than I do.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, and I like that. And that is,
I'm the
too.
Only one who thinks that.
No, I think that too, because the thing hangs almost down to the floor, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, there was a girl, when you came to that last Butler show at the Fox Theater, the girl you were with took me aside and said, you know, when you wear your bass that low, it makes you look short.
Uh-huh. Well, I got rid of her. And so for saying
did
that.
Did you bang her first?
You know, I don't get into that sort of Howard Sternism. Yeah. But what I will say is that she's long gone, and I apologize for her saying that. And
does it make me look shorter? Does it make me look short?
No, it makes you look much, much taller, actually.
Okay.
The exact reverse. And so
she insulted me. I think she had the hots for, I don't know. No, she was insulting me, right?
Yeah, I got rid of her for that. I couldn't believe she said it, and I was
so you dumped her,
yeah,
because she said that.
Well, I wasn't with her, but I got rid of her. I kicked her out of the circle that we were.
Oh,
standing.
I thought you were. I was your date.
No, hell no, I don't date, man. No. Are you kidding me? At this age, no. Are you dating?
I'm married.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So back to your politics. This is what I really
my
wanted.
My politics. Yeah, he's going to interview me about politics.
This is what. Well, let's warm you up with some questions.
Yeah, hit
first.
Me some softballs.
Okay.
First.
Let me do this. All right. So. I asked you, you know, about your background, and that didn't warm you up, but who's your favorite Rat Pack character? Let's do the real Michael Butler interview.
Well, I like Dean Martin.
Yeah.
But I like Sammy Davis Jr. too.
Yeah.
And I like old Blue Eyes.
Yeah, Frank.
I guess
board.
I would have to say Frank Sinatra.
Okay, if you had to make a choice. Who's your favorite Looney Tunes character? And you know, from Sylvester the Cat, too.
Who's the Foghorn Leghorn?
Foghorn Leghorn, yeah.
I'll say.
Yeah, I do. My own father beat up by a mouth. How will I ever tell the other children?
Is that Sylvester?
That's Spike, his son. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Number three. This is easy for you.
These are the softball.
And I think I know who this
friends,
is.
Friends. This is a bonus episode. Please keep the donations coming.
Yeah, you know, keep them coming because we want to know more about Michael, who you're sending the money to. Have you ever been convicted of fraud or embezzlement?
No, I have not. Okay. I do not commit fraud, and yeah. I do not embezzle.
Okay.
I never have.
Okay, and you've never been convicted of that?
I've never been charged because I don't do that.
Okay, great.
I'm an honest guy.
I know you
I'm
to
a
be
stand-up
honest.
Human being.
You know why I think you're honest?
Hence my politics.
And why I think you're stand-up? Do you remember being at the Alice Cooper show? And, you know, I had a hand in the success of different bands around town that all came through my club. And I'd be with, hanging out with them after when they'd had some success. And I'd always check out, like, who, you know, reciprocated and who was friendly on the streets after enjoying some success. And I think you were opening for Alice Cooper.
Oh, and Jet Boy.
And Jet Boy was playing, right? You were playing in Jet Boy at the time. And I was couldn't get a backstage pass, and I'm miffed about it because, you know, who the heck are these guys that don't remember their roots? And then you came along, the guy I know the least, and said, hey, what are you doing? I said, I'm standing here waiting to go backstage. He said, well, here's your passes, man. No problem. And I always thought, well, that was very nice of you, very gentlemanly. And
I've
always remembered
that. Where did I get the passes, I wonder?
I don't know.
And how far did those backstage passes get you?
All the way to that chair that you sat in that caused all the commotion.
Oh, really? You got to the wheelchair?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Do you remember that story? You want to tell that a little bit?
I've already told a story many times. That got me kicked out of Jet Boy.
Yeah, I like that part. Yeah. I think that's funny.
It's worth it.
Very worth it, and you've remained to be a stand-up guy the whole time. Okay, more questions for you. Who is your favorite bass player?
My favorite bass player of all time is Pete Way.
Pete Way, I thought that.
And Dee Dee Ramone, and a guy named Rob Grange from the original Ted Nugent lineup.
Yeah, is that, okay, so Derek St. Holmes, he
was the guitar player,
right?
And Rob Grange, or also known as Rob De La Grange, was on, the one that Michael Street just sent me, Survival of the Fittest, hold on a second.
All right.
Well, he's on Tooth, Fang, and Claw. But these are Amboy Dukes. He was on Tooth, Fang, and Claw. He was on... Michael Street just sent me the thing. Where is it? Well, Call of the Wild. He was on Call of the Wild. Then he was on the first solo album he was on. He was on all the way up to Weekend Warriors. He was the classic Ted Nugent lineup.
Yeah, that was a strong lineup. We used to see him around town here.
Rob Grange. And I've tried to get him on the podcast many times. And he said yes... And he backed out every time. And I still ask him. Now he's to the point of just ignoring me.
Have you ever gotten in touch with Herman the German, Rarebell from Scorpions?
I have not.
He's a...
I would like to talk to Herman the German, because I think his songs were my favorite Scorpions songs.
And you might share some politics. I'm just guessing.
Really?
Okay, I don't know.
Is he far left?
No. Yeah, I think he's... you know, one of those guys.
He's a Nazi?
Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I don't know if he's a Nazi. I can't put him in that box. Can I put you in that box? Let me ask
you.
You're
asking
me. Let me ask you.
Here they come. Here come the hard ones.
Who's your favorite?
With the softballs. No,
Who's your favorite politician that's dead?
My favorite politician that's dead?
Yeah.
Name some, and I'll try to.
Okay. Let's see. Lincoln.
Benjamin Franklin, I think.
Lincoln. Washington.
Benjamin Franklin was known to be to have some crazy sex orgies, from what I heard.
Oh, yeah? You're a little fixated on that tonight, I've noticed. Something's going on.
He's probably my favorite. Ben Franklin's probably my favorite.
Okay.
Will you consider him a politician?
Yeah, yeah. Who's your favorite one that's alive right now? Getting
harder.
These questions are getting harder.
Rand Paul.
Rand Paul.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. Now, what do you think about RFK Jr.?
I like RFK Jr., and I think what they're doing to him is a travesty.
His family?
I think what the Democrat Party's doing to him is a travesty.
You feel bad? They're too hard on poor...
No, they're not letting him run.
Oh, I thought he was qualified on some ballots.
On some ballots.
Yeah. Well, those, you know, little
why
by
is
little.
He, why can he only be qualified on... some ballots.
Well, you know, these are the tricks of politics, and we've discussed this at length. And as a matter of fact, when COVID was going on,
please don't make this a political show.
Okay, I won't. All right, I'll get.
But you can ask me politics. You can ask me anything you want. I said you can ask me anything.
Okay, so. Let me ask you this: where do you think the industry of music will be in 5 years? Will Spotify sustain, or what's going to happen here with the P. Diddy debacle and the whole meltdown?
What is that? What's P. Diddy have to do with
I don't know. You know, the system seems broken. Everybody from Snoop to Taylor Swift is complaining that the payouts on Spotify are inappropriate and that they're gaming the system. And then you get P. Diddy going down in flames on criminal charges. It seems
has
like...
Has he been charged?
I don't know. I know he got raided.
Okay.
He was
raided.
Put
that microphone up.
He was raided, yeah.
Okay. So there's rumors about P. Diddy.
Yeah, I didn't know if
he has not been charged.
Do you know him?
I've never met him.
Okay, you're not defending him.
I don't know anything about the case, other than they cleared out his house and he left the country.
Yeah, that's never a good sign. So yeah, back to Epstein record label. But
where do I think the music business is going?
Yeah, where is it going?
Down the shitter? Uh-huh. I don't know.
Do you think it's worth even acknowledging anymore, or should we just get out of this thing?
I think everybody is putting out records themselves now,
uh-huh,
and making more money at it, I guess.
Okay.
Except for Taylor Swift's even doing records herself now.
Okay, and I know I'm jumping around here.
I think she's self-released the new record, right?
She's re-recording all her masters.
Well, no, she just came out with a double album that she put out on her own label, really, I think. And they all dumped she dumped her manager's management. What's his name? What's that guy's name?
Scooter Braun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, and so I'm jumping around a little bit. I'm going to get to the ones that everybody really is asking me to ask you.
Well, hold on a second.
What?
Who asked you to ask me any questions? Name one.
Craig Bearhorst.
Oh, okay. He's full of shit. He's lying. Well, go ahead.
Who's lying, me or Craig?
You.
That's right. I am. You guessed right. Craig did not ask me.
Nobody asked.
And here's a question. No, they did. A lot of people did. And here's a question they all want to know.
They want to know, why do your eyebrows move up and down so fast all the time? It's called Tourette's.
Okay, here's the question. Will you ever play with Graham again? Or is it just, wait, take your time. Or is it just completely off the table? Or if there was enough money offered to bring
that's up to Graham.
I see. So it's sort of like the Sammy Hagar Van Halen.
I didn't quit the Butlers.
See, now we're getting into the details. This is what people want to know.
Actually, nobody quit the Butlers. Uh-huh. Somebody just said they didn't want to do shows anymore.
I see.
And it was not me.
It wasn't you.
No.
Unless it wasn't Craig.
Or you want to know? You want me to tell you? Yeah, Graham said he doesn't want to play. He said this Saturday is going to be my last show, guys.
Because he's too rich. Did he say because I'm too rich?
No, he didn't say I'm too rich. He just said I joined this band to have fun.
Yeah, you guys aren't fun anymore.
And lately, I haven't been having fun. So yeah. I'm not having nothing to hide. Lately, I have not been having fun. So I'm going to take a break for a while, boys.
Okay. All right. Who the fuck does he think he is? Brian Johnson? What's going on here?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I love Graham. Graham's the best. I think Graham's the best singer around.
Yeah, but he's hard to get along with, apparently.
I get along with him great.
But he quit.
Well, he just didn't want to do it anymore.
Okay, who you got in mind?
Nobody, because if somebody in the band does, the band was created to have a good time, and if somebody's not having fun, we don't want to do it.
Right. You wouldn't consider me. And we just do AC/DC?
Talk to Craig.
No, he's already playing in an AC/DC band.
So am I.
With Zetra?
Craig filled in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm playing with Zetra.
Okay.
We're not replacing Graham. That's impossible to do.
Okay. All right. Well, these
the hard-hitting ones yet?
No, these are the ones. Either we're still on the softballs one.
Right.
But people did want to know about the Butlers and what the heck's going on. And
yeah. Graham said he's not right now. He's not having fun, and he only wants to do it when he's having fun, and he's not having fun right now. And everybody said, understandable. You know, if you decide you want to do it again, let us know.
Right. Okay. So, how long do you expect to keep up this game of these shenanigans?
Of chasing stardom, playing bass.
No, I don't think you're chasing it. You already had stardom. Didn't you have some
stardom? How long am I going to be wasting my time playing in bands?
Well, I'm curious for myself as well as the rest of the community and yourself. How long do we continue? What do you think? I mean, should we just ad infinitum till we all just drop dead in the street? Or
that's the plan for me.
Is it? Yeah. You're a lifer.
Yeah, I'm a lifer. I am a lifer. I'm going to play until no one will have me in their band anymore.
Okay. Not even Steel Panther. Anybody.
I'd play in Steel Panther in a second.
Would you?
Are you kidding me? Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'll play. Here's a little fun fact. I'd play with anybody. If they're gigging and playing good gigs, I'll play with them. I don't care what kind of music it is.
Uh-huh.
I have no integrity in that regard.
Great. And do you need to get paid or will you work for free?
I'd like to get paid.
Okay. How much?
But I'd prefer to be just touring. You know, as long as I'm playing all the time, how much do I need to get paid?
Yeah,
are you asking for a number on the rock and roll beach? $100. Give me $100, I'll play a gig.
And beer or just $100?
Let's start high. I want $300 a show and beer and food and hotel and lodging and flights.
All right. Okay. All right. Good.
Why? What do you got?
No, I don't know. I just wanted to put that out there in case we have any listeners that are, you know, thinking of forming
a
band.
If you got something, let me know. I'm in.
Yeah.
By the way, when the Butlers announced their final, or it wasn't even announced, when we decided, first thing I did, you know what the first thing I did was?
Had a drink.
Got on Craigslist looking for bass player wanted ads.
Great. That's great, man.
But I couldn't find any. There's no. Actually, I did respond to a couple. And I sent them a link to my Facebook and to videos of the Butlers. You know what I got in response?
Zero.
Zero. Yeah. Not even a reply.
Yeah.
That means I suck.
Well, that means they're scared of you because they realize you would overcome the psychology in the band and you would become the leader.
They didn't even respond.
Well, you know, there's no accounting for taste, but I got to tell you,
tells me I'm not as good as I think I am.
I think you are, Michael. And you know, I've noted your stage show and everything. And I think you gave me the pleasure, the nod of saying that I was the first guy that actually told you, move more. Move more on stage than you already did, because you go...
Oh, and J.J. Savage.
Will you stop? Why do you keep doing that?
Sorry.
It's okay. Can we talk about Jimmy? Let's talk about Jimmy Bain. Let's talk about somebody notable in my past that might
Jimmy Bain was a cool bass player.
Very good and very
sweet. He was one of my favorite bass players, too.
Very, very sweet guy. A little addicted and unfortunately passed away, seemingly... commensurate with me representing him. I only was on the job a few weeks and he was dead. I don't know if that means that I did something wrong.
Were you on that cruise when he died?
No, I was not, luckily, thankfully. But he actually, and I think I shared his memoirs with you. I sent you some a book that he was starting that you now are in possession.
I have not read yet.
You're in possession of that. So if I happen to roll snake eyes... you're the one that is the repository for the Jimmy Bain.
I'm the only one who has the copy of it?
I believe so, yeah.
Holy shit, did I lose it?
Yeah, I can send it to you.
Did you email it to me?
I did.
Okay, then I still have it.
I can send it to you again.
Let me see. I probably have it in the email.
Okay. So, well.
So I have the only, friends, Michael Butler, Hall of Fame podcaster, has the only copy in existence of the Jimmy Bain biography that has not been released.
That is true. And tell me about your
Hall of Fame. So if anybody's asked for it, I can't send it to them, right?
Yeah, you can. You can do anything you want. It's anarchy. So what's your Hall of Fame point there? You got inducted into
Podcast Hall of Fame.
Okay. And did you do a show about that, or did you talk about that and tell your fans what that means?
First of all, I don't have fans.
What does it mean?
I have friends.
Okay.
What does it mean?
Yeah, what does it mean?
It means I got that cool glass trophy up there.
Nice.
That's about it.
That's it?
Yeah.
But did you hang out with some cool podcasters? Are you in the know in that circuit?
Nobody there knew who I was, except the other people who were. One other person who was inducted knew who I was.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, nobody in the whole convention knew who I was.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I was checking into the hotel, and a woman in front of me had her podcast name on the back of her jacket. Big... I forget what it was, but it was like huge. The whole back of her jacket had a big picture of her and the name of her podcast. And she turned around, looked at me, and goes, "Do you have a podcast?" I said, "Yeah, I do. I'm here being inducted into the Podcast Hall of Fame." As a matter of fact, you know what she did?
Laughed.
She didn't even answer. She walked away.
Well, you know, again, these are rough circles we're traveling in, and I appreciate your tenacity and that you've stuck in there and kept your friends, you don't call them fans, your friends in the know this long. But
you apparently did not hear my Podcast Hall of Fame speech, did you?
You know, it doesn't come to mind.
It was good. They were streamed it live.
Okay.
My whole family listened. Friends of the Rock and Roll Geek Show listened, and everybody said it was. I actually wrote my speech. But I did it by memory, and I was so scared and nervous, I forgot half what I wrote.
Uh-huh. Well,
but it was pretty funny. I was heartfelt, and people seemed to like it.
Uh-huh.
They could be lying, but they told me they thought it was a good
speech.
No,
people are honest with you because you're honest. All right, and I know we're not supposed to get political on the show.
Do me a favor, open that little refrigerator, hand me another one of these beers.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Are we allowed to drink on there?
This hard-hitting interview is...
Are we allowed to drink on there?
No, hit me one of those yellow ones right there.
Yeah?
No, to the right. There you go. This hard-hitting interview has really got me nervous. I got a drink.
Okay.
Pardon me on purpose. It was fun.
But back to politics. If Trump gets convicted, will you still support him?
How do you know I'm supporting Trump?
Oh, are you not?
What makes you think I'm supporting Trump?
Fear. Fear for our friendship.
What have I done to make you think I'm one political direction or the other?
I know you speed metal guys. You tend to go a little right.
Is that a fact? Is that true?
No, but I think there's some out there. I just thought maybe you were one of them. Only because I don't see you.
I'm not saying whether I am or not.
I don't see you at the Black Panthers meetings that I go to.
This question that you asked me is like, how often do you beat your wife?
I just asked him if he...
It's like, if you get convicted, will you beat your wife again?
No, Will.
Will you continue to beat your wife?
Will you support him even if he gets convicted?
Convicted of what?
I don't know. Pick one. Rape, embezzlement.
Rape. He raped somebody.
I don't know. Yeah, he's been accused of that. I don't know. What has he done? He's done everything, hasn't he?
Has he? I don't know. You tell me. Who did he rape?
I think one of those women in the Nordstrom's or something.
He raped a woman.
Maybe he just molested her.
Joe Trump walks into Nordstrom and raped a woman.
I think he just maybe felt her out. You know, he says he grabs him by the pussy or whatever.
Okay, so what is he being convicted of again?
Well, now this one is making sure that nobody found out that he made
So
payments.
You're asking if he got convicted of a crime, would that affect whether I would vote for him or not?
Yes. Would it?
Whether it was him or Joe Biden or John F. or Robert Kennedy, if they got convicted of a crime, I probably wouldn't affect if I voted for him or not.
Wouldn't?
No.
Yeah, see, we're different there. I couldn't. But unless it was Biden.
Have you heard of the Clinton kill list?
No, what's that?
You never heard of the Clinton kill list?
No.
Oh. Well, apparently there's a Clinton hit list.
Okay.
From what I heard.
You're not on it, I hope, because I can call that hit off. By the way, I know people.
Do you call that a crime?
You being on their hit list?
No, them having a hit list.
Conspiracy to commit murder is a crime, yes.
Okay, and so will you continue to vote for Hillary Clinton now that even though she's a criminal?
Well, I can't confirm nor deny
Hillary Clinton paid the FBI to come up with a, quote, dossier.
Yes.
That turned out to be all bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Is that a crime?
Well, you know, when you get into these internal workings of the intelligence department, things are murky.
So your answer is you will support somebody whether they've committed a crime or not.
Well, you'd have to show me that they committed a crime, and then I would make my judgment. But I would be less likely to support somebody, especially for president that had been
convicted. But you did vote for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah, held hands with Hillary. Are you kidding?
And she's a criminal.
Will you say that? Has she ever been convicted?
She's had people killed.
You think so? Really? Do you really think
so?
That?
They say.
Yeah. I think
a lot of people mysteriously died. Did they not?
Well, that happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
That happens all the time.
So it won't affect whether I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton or not. So no, if a person is convicted of a crime, it will not affect whether I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton or not.
Okay. But if Trump was to be convicted, will you at least not vote for him?
I probably wouldn't be. I don't know that I'll be voting for Trump or Clinton or Hillary Clinton.
No.
Or Jim Biden.
Joe. So you're going to stay out of this election, you think?
Am I going to stay out? No, I vote all the time. I vote every election.
Do you? Yeah. So you make up your mind? Green Party? You ever consider?
Green Party? No, I'm not for the Green Party.
No.
I don't buy the Green New Deal. No.
If you give them the wheel, they'll drive the car right into the ditch, I think. They have good theory, but substance and ability.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for people who commit to fix the potholes.
Okay. What do you think about?
Which means nobody.
What do you think about musicians getting into the political space and making their comments about?
I'm not a fan of it.
No, you think they should butt out, Ski?
They can do what they want. It's a free country.
Yeah,
but I'm not a fan of it.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I find you to be, like I say, unique and interesting in that. You and I actually, when we get into deeper conversations regarding political...
This is beer number four. This is the Pacifico number four of the day.
That is important.
You know what they say about the fourth one of the day?
It's the best?
Ah, you got that right.
Yeah. Frothy. What's the word you use? Frosty.
Stay frosty.
Stay
friend.
Frosty. That's you. So okay, well, I've asked all the
that
questions.
That was all the questions?
Well, I asked all the questions about your political, and what I was saying was...
So all your questions were political questions?
No. I asked you about how it interacts with the music industry today, and then I want to know finally what is your plan for the future if Graham has put the kibosh on the Butlers.
Well, I'm doing a Texas tour with Handsome Dick Manitoba in 2 weeks.
Handsome Dick
from the Dictators.
Yep.
And then we're going to Europe later on in the year.
Okay.
I play in the AC/DC cover band. I'm also in a band called the Plunkets, which plays make 2 gigs a year.
Okay. What's that all about?
One of the guys from LA Guns, Mick Cripps, my friend Mick Cripps, Patrico is the singer, and a guy from the Choir Boys, and
I remember those cats. So those cats. They were living pretty hard in LA, the Choir Boys, for a while there.
So that's all I got going right now, but I'm looking for another band.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm glad we had this show because I think one will pop out, manifest.
Let's put that out there.
And
so if you know anybody looking for a bass player, and if they're a touring band,
yes,
you know, no startup bands that want to play that are going to be playing Tuesday nights at the Hemlock.
Right. Are you making fun of the Hemlock? My buddies own that joint.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're Irish.
I just don't want to play Irish. Tuesday nights at any club. You know, uh-huh. That's where the original bands play.
Uh-huh. I've got a band for you. I just put my buddy... together with one buddy with another that you may know, Dan McNay. Do you know Dan?
No.
No? He played with Montrose. Okay.
He was on that first Montrose album?
No. Of course, you know that's Bill Church, right? Don't try to trick me on that stuff and make me into a liar. Okay. No, it's not Bill Church. It's Dan McNay. And he...
What version of Montrose was that?
I don't know. One of the later ones, I think, after Gamma and everything.
Oh, Ronnie Montrose.
Yeah, he played with Ronnie Montrose. Okay. Yeah. I put him together with a buddy of mine by the name of Jimmy Zolo. Uh-huh. And Jimmy is playing out of San Diego. They're a three-piece right now. I think you might have an interest sometime in the future because they like to tour. And I was listening to Jimmy's tracks, and they were quite impressive. And I said, who's the drummer on that stuff? And he says, it's Matt Logg. I said, who's that? He's great. He says, it's AC/DC's new drummer.
Oh,
so,
really?
So the guy he was tracking with just happened to join AC/DC. Huh. And that, you know, creates a little... Which,
by the way, I think I should have got the AC/DC gig on bass.
Filling in for Cliff.
That Chris, what's the guy? Chris Chaney.
Who
Chris
got that Chaney. Thing? Yeah.
Chris Chaney, studio guy from Jane's Addiction.
Uh-huh. Is he?
Would you rather see a guy from Jane's Addiction playing Cliff's part or your friend Michael Butler here?
My friend Michael Butler, I definitely want in AC/DC at all costs, all the time. 24/7.
Now, of course, now those guys don't know I exist, but
uh-huh.
You know, somebody did call Eddie Trunk and said that they heard that Michael Butler was the new bass player for AC/DC.
That's cool. That wasn't me, but if I would have thought of it, I would have done it. Do you know that I always talk about...
And you know, Eddie Trunk goes, why would they get some guy?
What? How rude. Well, you know, he's a little East Coast snotty guy. But I like it.
I am just some guy.
I like Eddie, okay. Eddie patches me through from time to time. And one of my favorite things to do is I always tell you the story about Yngwie owing me $600.
Right, yeah.
The story that goes on for like 40 years of him owing me $600.
No interest, huh?
No, it's up to like 10,000 now. So he's on Eddie Trunk show and I call in. You know, Jimmy Bain's manager wants to talk to Yngwie and they patch me through and I'm like, hey, Yngwie, it's Turner. Give me that $600. I've been stalking him for this thing. He's like, you fuck.
He said you fuck on the show?
Yeah, he's like, you know, totally flustered. And that was wonderful.
Why does he just pay you the $600?
I don't know. I think he would rather not, you know. But he's got the Ferrari and he's got the Rolex, and he really should just pay it. But I'm having more fun having people.
Why don't you just show up at a gig and hit his knees with a baseball bat?
You know, we did that. We did.
You did hit his knees.
No, we didn't. We went to the Independent here in San Francisco.
Who's we?
Me and some guys, and we sent him a note saying, hey, Yngwie, I'm here to buy you a drink. I was going to forgive the debt. and he wouldn't play with me in the audience. He, all of a sudden, all the bouncers came, and it was a big, big dust up. And he said, the bouncers said, "We're so sorry because you guys have been great, you know, guests and spending a lot of money, but Yngwie won't play."
Did they give you your money back for the ticket?
Yeah. Yeah, they did do that. But and one of my guys, his dad is there, is his manager.
And you should have flattened his bus tires.
You know, it's so funny you said that.
Oh, so you did.
That was contemplated. No, we did not. We did not do any of that. It's just a wash. I figure let bygones be bygones. But it was interesting to see him go to pieces, and that's the Yngwie.
Do you have any pull to get Yngwie on the Rock and Roll Geek Show?
I think it would be counterproductive.
I'll ask him that question if you can get him on.
I might figure it out under like
maybe
an
I'll call, AKA. Maybe I'll try to get him on.
Okay. That would be great. Yeah. And anybody else, I could do your bidding. I'm glad to go to work.
We got a caller, Yngwie. We got a calling in.
Hello, Yngwie. Yngwie.
got my 600 motherfucker.
Yeah. And what's funny is Jens, his keyboard player, and Anders Johansson, his drummer, They chime in with me.
You know, the keyboard player, did his wife work for Capitol Records?
I don't know.
Because we had dinner with somebody from Capitol Records when I was in Exodus in New York. And the woman from Capitol who took me and Zetra to dinner, because we were there to do the Headbangers Ball, she took us to dinner the night before. It was right before we were getting ready to get dropped. And I think she was the keyboard player's girlfriend or wife.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the keyboard player is Jens, okay. And Johansson, a brother to the Anders. And they're a great pair. And they, I think, really were the strength of Rising Force back in those days. I don't know if you like...
I think this was the Rising Force days.
Yeah, I don't know if you like that particular music. It's, you know, very Viking.
I'm not a big fan of shred.
Yes.
Shred music.
Yeah.
But I don't have any... I'd play an Yngwie's band in a second.
Would you? That same deal, 300?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm going to start pitching you.
Please do.
Around town.
If they're gigging, if they're especially if they're touring, but if they're playing good gigs.
Yeah.
In front of people, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put the word out immediately.
Yeah, please do.
And now that we've reconciled our political differences,
what
I think.
What political differences? It sounds like we're on the same page.
I think we might be. We're anti-corporate and stick it to the man.
Yeah.
And collapse.
And stay out and don't tell me what to do.
Right.
Are you a fan of more laws or less laws?
More laws for the regular people and less laws for myself and my people. So in other words, like gun control, I don't think anybody should have guns. Now, me and my guys, I make a little exception for that. You know,
so everybody should, only you should have guns.
That's correct. Okay. That's my position.
I'm not a fan of any political party that wants to tell me what to do.
Okay. Well, then you're very Rand Paul. And who is his dad?
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, right. And he was a thinker there for a while.
He's libertarian.
Libertarian. But, you know, libertarians turned out to kind of be just Republicans with weed. A little bit.
I don't think there's any difference between Republicans and Democrats.
Okay. Yeah, because they're corporatists, corporate swine.
Right? I'm not a fan of the man.
Uh-huh. You like to stick it to the man, like Jack Black told us in School of Rock. Right? That was the moral of the story.
I don't know. Okay.
He told the kids, you know, you got to stick it to the man. Yeah. And they all said, okay, cool.
Rock and roll's defiance, not compliance.
Do you remember when I managed, speaking of kid bands that I've managed, do you remember when I managed the greatest kid band of all time?
Yeah, the Butlers opened for them.
Haunted by Heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good.
They were called something else when we opened for them.
The Thrashers.
Right? Thrashers, yeah.
The Thrashers. I turned them into Haunted by Heroes and then put them on that America's Got Talent. Yeah.
Then they dropped you.
Yeah, they booted me right out. They said, we know how to do this ourselves.
Yeah. Where are they now? They're residing in the Where Are They Now files.
Yeah, they in the same place as all of them.
All right, Brent, do you have any more questions, hard-hitting questions for Michael Butler?
I just have one. Will we be together sometime in the future having a nice experience in rock and roll? Or do you think that we've basically shot our wad?
You and me?
Yeah, I mean, you think we'll rise again to the...
You mean you and me together as a couple?
Well, me or you as a couple, or me and you individually, where we...
You mean we'll ever play on stage together again?
Well, I hope so.
Because Brent comes up and sings, used to come up and sing the middle part of Ace of Sin City with Butler sometimes.
Right.
You think do I think that'll ever happen again?
Is
that yes, that'll happen again.
Will it?
All you got to do is walk up on stage.
Anytime you're playing.
Yeah.
And that goes with Zetro? That whole band, or will their road crew like?
Now, if they throw you off the stage, that's not me throwing you off the stage.
Okay, and then if my guys throw them back off the stage, will you apologize for me and say it was your fault?
No.
Okay. Did I ever tell you my Pat Travers story where I saved Pat Travers?
No.
That's a good one. So I walk into the club and Pat Travers is there and everybody's all up. It's sort of like the Stars story when I saved Stars.
Well, how'd you save Stars?
Stars was playing. I think you were probably at that show opening with Stars, right?
Hayward? In Fresno?
Hayward?
Oh, you mean Fremont.
Fremont. Thank
you. Yeah, that was the second show the Butlers ever did.
Okay. And I was there.
First one was the night before in Fremont at the Tower Theater.
Okay.
Fresno, excuse me.
Okay. How were the show? How was the Fresno show?
It was not very well attended. Okay. Mark Farner was the headliner.
Oh, Grand Funk.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Cliff Davies was the drummer for Mark Farner. You know who Cliff Davies
no,
is?
No, tell me.
Cliff Davies was the drummer for the classic Ted Nugent line.
Okay, okay. You know, I ran into those Stars guys at NAMM, and they what cool guys, right? I mean, they weren't the original.
The most recent NAMM?
Yeah, I mean, Richie Ranna wasn't there, but we got him on the horn and, you know, chimed in.
Who else? All those guys.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they were wearing Star shirts. Yeah, yeah. But they're the newbies in there. But so the second show then I showed up at, and Stars wasn't going to play. And then they,
at the Fremont?
Yes, there was some confusion.
No, I think it was American Heartbreak wasn't going to play. But go ahead, finish.
Okay, to my
recollection. It wasn't American Heartbreak. I mean the Butlers, excuse me.
Yeah, the Butlers were going to
no,
play.
No, the problem was, but go ahead, you tell your side, and I'll correct you.
All I remember is somebody wasn't going to get to play, and they said, Turner, fix it, and I did, and I was a hero. That's the end of the story.
How'd you fix it?
By just talking to somebody that said, okay, I'll do what you say, just don't talk to me anymore.
The problem was somehow the club owner thought that all the bands were going to use the Butlers drum set.
Right.
And nobody talked to the Butlers drummer about
right.
it. And Eric Lannon.
Okay, that was Eric at the time.
And Eric Lannon said, you need to write me a check. He said to the club owner, you need to write me a check. I think I'm wrong on this because Craig corrected me. But what I thought it was Craig was Eric said, you need to write me a check for $200. And the club owner says, wrote him a check for $200. He says, you guys will never play in the Bay Area again.
Oh. Okay. And then took care
Craig's and then Eric said, don't threaten me with a good time.
Right. So my Pat Travers story is a little bit reminiscent of that. I walked into the club and Pat wasn't going to be able to play because the opening band wouldn't let him use their drums. And the guy didn't know me, the drummer playing before Pat. And I went to him and said, hey, listen, man, you know, the show must go on. My name's Turmoil, blah, blah, blah. We can make this happen. And he said, okay, Turmoil, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm gonna let you use my drums. I'll let Pat use my drums. So I said, thanks very much. I went back to the dressing room where I told Pat to go and told him I'd save the day. And,
I saved the day, Pat.
And the show is going on. And of course, Pat has been buddies with my brother Scaglione out of Vegas. And we all know the same people. So he trusted me. And I represented him and got the show to move forward. Well, by the time they put the guy's drums up on the stage for Pat's drummer, Pat's drummer was irritated that it had taken so long, that the guy held out at all. And he played the drums in a fashion that was most impressive.
Because he hit him extra hard, right?
and
he made sure to pay attention to the rim. And the cymbals.
They just disintegrated in front of the guy, which made the drummer that I talked into jump up on stage, which made the security jump on him, which made his guys jump on the security, and the whole place erupted into a complete free-for-all, Ted Nugent, pun intended. And when it started rolling back to us, where we were, I finished my glass of wine and said, I think our work here is done. The moral of the story is it would have been better if I hadn't helped, because the whole thing went like a complete explosion. But it was a fun Pat Travers story, and Pat and I always laugh about that when we see each other. So that's my little Pat Travers story for you. But I appreciate you having me drop by and taking your time to talk to me and let our, well, you don't call them your fans, but your friends.
Well, we got a bonus episode now. This is 45 minutes, bonus episode.
Great. And what's going to happen next now?
I'm going to post this show as soon as we get done recording.
Okay, and then we can look forward to seeing you, though, out in the scene, and we're going to see you with a new band.
What's the next for Michael Butler?
Yes.
Is May 9th. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. May 9th in San Antonio, Texas, at a place called Vibes Underground.
Cool.
On May 9th, 2024.
Okay.
With Handsome Dick Manitoba.
Great. And I want to invite you,
next,
if you're back from Texas, May 25th, I'm having my birthday party in Redwood City.
I'll be back by then.
I hope so. I hope you make an appearance at my birthday party at the Little Fox Nightclub in Redwood City with the band Swamp Hammer, getting together for my birthday.
Okay.
Which is fun and be nice.
Any other bands on the bill?
I don't think so. I think it's just
What is that, a Monday night, Tuesday night?
Saturday night.
Okay.
Saturday night,
all right,
May
25th. I'll come out. I have nowhere to stay in San Francisco because my daughter officially threw me out of my house.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were comfortably well off individually. Are you not?
Well, I have a place up in Trinity.
Yeah, you've got a bunch of places, right? A bunch of real estate.
Well, the only real estate I own is this house.
Okay. And is this the one she's thrown you out of?
Yes.
So we're not here right now? What's going on?
I have to leave Tuesday.
You do?
Yeah.
And never to return?
I just sold. There's an upright bass. Here's a little nice little fun fact about today. I had an upright bass in the living room. Uh-huh. Nice looking piece of furniture. You know, a stand-up bass. I had to get it out of the house. So I just now put it up on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
For $150, stand-up bass.
Yeah. Well, that's...
It's gone.
Okay. It's already sold.
Sold. My phone blew up. I sold it within an hour of putting it up, it sold. Mm-hmm. Some guy sent me a message, goes, don't sell that bass for $150. You'll get at least $600 for it.
And you said
I must have had 100 inquiries about it.
Okay.
And it's gone.
Okay, so you're getting rid of all your goods and you're hitting the road.
There's a 63 precision bass right there. I'll give it to you for $75.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take that deal. That's a Fender P bass.
That's a 66 Fender P bass.
What's it worth?
The only year Gary Brower told me the tuning keys on that bass. The only year they put those tuning keys on that bass. That's how you can tell it's a 66.
A couple more questions come to mind before we wrap up. Who do you think is a good spokesperson for rock and roll right now? Do you like...
Ted Nugent.
Nugent, you like him, do you? Him and who's the guy from the Klan?
You know why Ted Nugent's a good spokesperson for rock and roll? Because he stands by what he says and he doesn't go back on it and he doesn't apologize and he sticks it to the man.
Uh-huh. Well, I appreciate that. I was thinking more along the lines of like maybe Gary Holt or... who's our guy from the Foo Fighters? Dave.
Dave Grohl, spokesman for rock and roll.
Yeah, he's a good.
Well, there you go.
Do you think he's an educated guy that makes a little sense?
So he's a spokesperson for rock and roll.
I don't know. I'm just looking for one. You're saying Nugent. I'm just giving an alternate.
I picked Nugent before I picked Dave Grohl.
Right. What about Gary Holt? You know him well enough?
To be the spokesperson for rock and
roll? Yeah, I'm nominating.
So we need to appoint a the spokesperson for rock and roll, Ian Hunter.
I like you, man.
For rock and roll, 84 years old.
Is he 84?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. I used to.
You haven't heard the new Ian Hunter album?
No, but
I
used to.
Thank you for listening to the Rock and Roll Geek Show, by the way.
Thank you.
I just did a track by track.
Okay. And I want to do that maybe with you sometime when we're not interviewing you.
Listen to a new Ian Hunter album. He should be the spokesperson for rock and roll.
Okay. I'm going to listen to it right now, as soon as I leave here.
Okay.
And I appreciate you letting me on the show just to stick it to you a little bit and ask you some questions.
I wish you'd ask me some harder questions.
Well, I don't think there are any hard questions for you. You're a perfect guest, and I'm not much of an interviewer, but I think the people do want to know more about you. And, you know, they're asking me questions all the time. What about that Michael Butler guy? Uh-huh. What's the matter with him?
Was any of those, were any of them girls?
It was
no girls.
It was D.P. Hoven.
Yeah.
It was D.P. You know Doug?
Yeah, not new Doug Hoven.
He's the one that's funneling me a lot of these questions. Did I lose it?
Somebody just texted me. Hold on, I got to read.
Oh, my goodness.
Where's my...
It's not a death threat, I hope.
Pardon me, friends. I got to answer this text.
Okay, well, if it's a death threat, let me know, because I'm out of here.
Oh, hold on. I'm doing a
podcast with Turner Turmoil. And we'll get together May 25th. I want to see you.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
All right. Can we close out with a show?
Yeah, let's
a show, a song?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to close out with something was sent to me by, this is a local band, actually, San Francisco band, sent to me by a PR company. A band are Kids. And I looked at their music video. I had a 76, white 1976 Thunderbird. Got stolen from me a long time ago when I was in Exodus.
Yeah.
It was a bicentennial Thunderbird, white, very rare. And this person sent me this band, which I like this band. They're called Straight Jacket, spelled S-T-R-A-T-E. And I looked at their music video, and I'll be damned if that guy's not playing a white bicentennial Thunderbird.
Is it yours? You think
I don't know. I have no proof. And if it was mine, I wouldn't be able to get it back because I don't, you know, I don't have a police report or anything.
Well, I could take care of that for you.
Could you?
Yeah.
How? Can you get my bass back? I'm gonna play this band called Straight Jacket. The song is called "Be My Drug." Now, did she send me the actual song? I'll just play it from the YouTube.
Beautiful.
It's a band called Straight Jacket. Look at Straight Jacket, friends, on YouTube, and look at that white Thunderbird he's playing.
And thanks to the Rock and Roll Geek Show worldwide audience. This is Turmoil signing off.
Yes, Brent Turner. How can we reach you?
You can just reach me by Googling Brent Turner and elections.
You don't? You're a fan of these online voting.
No, open source software systems. Mm-hmm. When it comes
the ones
to
that are easily hacked.
No, ones that are more difficult to hack. Uh-huh. And if they are hacked, then you know that you've been hacked.
So you don't have to leave your couch to vote.
No, that's incorrect. It's not the voting method. It's the software that actually tabulates the votes.
Did you invent the software?
No, I did not. I just advocate for that. And now we've had these systems deployed in the great state of Mississippi and New Hampshire.
Who are those? Who's those Democrat or Republican?
It's nonpartisan work.
They're not. No, those the
counties there?
Those states, are they generally red or blue?
I would say red, Mississippi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about the other state?
New Hampshire. I think it walks right down the middle.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Brent Turner.
Yeah, thank you.
Software developer.
Well, I'm not. No, just an advocate. Civil rights
software
guy.
Advocate.
Yeah, and a Michael Butler fan.
Yes, and I'm a Brent Turner fan. All right, friends. Thank you for listening. This is a bonus episode. It was nice to have Brent Turner come to my house.
Thank you.
And hit me with the hard-hitting questions. I hope I answered them
you
okay.
You did. No, it was great. I'm still here. Thank you.
He's got a gun at me. He's pointing a gun at me.
No, I don't. I'm not packing right now. You are, though.
I remember a J.J. Savage practice.
Wait a second.
He'd open his trunk.
Will you wait a second? Okay, Kevin, you've done enough.
All right, friends.
All right.
Here is a band called Straight Jacket. I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. Look for Brent Turner on Facebook. Let him know you heard him on the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
Right on.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode. I'm doing a proper episode, probably Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. I'm heading up to the mountains on Tuesday because, like I said, my daughter has told me I got to get the hell out of San Francisco.
Sad. Is she a liberal?
What?
Is she a liberal?
She doesn't vote. She's apolitical.
Apolitical?
She's a TikTok watcher.
She just knows she doesn't like you. You got to leave.
Who does? What woman does like me?
Your friends do, and those fans do, too.
All right, I forget what I was talking about, friends. But anyway, proper show on Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. I'm going to thank all the donors personally, and I got some audio comments to play, and we'll just play some rock and roll. And I got a lot of notes here, so they've all piled up. So hopefully it'll go good. It probably won't, but you know, never know.
Hey, we can only.
I thought now. Hope. After when I had. The Doctor of Digital, Mick Smith, on the Ian Hunter episode. I usually don't listen to the Rock and Roll. I usually don't listen to my own show, but I couldn't find anything on the podcast thing when I was painting yesterday, doing a side job because I got to make some money because I can't live off Social Security. It's not enough. My daughter wants me out of that. Why are you coming back? I can't get into that. She'll,
yeah.
Anyway, so Where was I going?
I don't know.
Oh, so anyway, I was bored, so I listened to the Rock and Roll Geek Show, and it was a good show. I thought it was entertaining. So, friends, thank you for the nice words about the Ian Hunter one. And
was Ian on?
No. The guy who wrote this book, On Track.
Oh, okay.
This guy. We did a track by track of the new Ian Hunter. Uh-huh. Anyway, I thought it was a decent... He was a good guest.
Better than me? Did he try interviewing you? It's harder to interview than it is to be interviewed.
Is it?
I think so. Much harder.
Could have come up with some better questions.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's harder.
All right. Well, there you go, friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Try it without drinking and see how hard it is.
Brent Turner, thank you for coming over to my house and interviewing me in person.
Right on.
And we're going to close out with a band called Straight Jacket, San Francisco kids. They're actually kids. I think they're like in their early 20s.
I have one more plug before you go. Yeah. My Metal Fans. I have to send my brother a solid.
MyMetalFans.com?
Yep. It's a startup, and it's I think it's going to do some damage.
MyMetalFans.com, yep. Friends. All right. Here's Straight Jacket, Be My Drug. I'll talk to you soon, friends. Let's see. Let's see if the YouTube plays. Okay. All right. Is it going to play? All right. Let me turn it up. Oh, we back it up here. Hold on. Okay. We'll talk to you soon, friends.
The Rock and Roll Geek Trainwreck.